the law isn't hard to understand. It's not somewhere over there. It's not a long way away. You don't have to be a genius to understand it. You don't have to be a great seeker of wisdom. It's all written out for us. We know what it is that we're supposed to do. But it's sometimes just too hard. It's sometimes just too expensive. It's just sometimes too draining, too time-absorbing, too unpopular to do the right thing. It's easier to just let things go. And you'll notice in the story, I thought that perhaps people we love collude with us in our laziness. Oh, darling, don't do that. You must be so tired. Don't make that extra effort. I think we give enough. You know, you join together, you collude together in making excuses about why you can't go the extra mile. The Good Samaritan did what he thought was right, but I don't think that everybody would necessarily agree with him. They might think that he was sticking his neck out. They might think that he was being rather bizarrely going to great lengths. Perhaps they felt that he was reckless to get involved with a foreign person. He may have hoped that everyone would pat him on the back and think that he'd been a jolly good chap, but they probably didn't. The reward that the Samaritan got was simply doing what was right, what his conscience dictated, what he felt was right. I always think that this story has huge questions for us in our time. Who now is my neighbour? In Jesus' day, it was quite obvious. It was people that you met. And Jesus was pushing the boundaries and saying, okay, it's even foreigners that live around here, even people that don't believe as we do, even people who are not clean and wholesome in the way that we are, ritually pure, even people like that are our neighbours. But of course, for us, we know so much more about neighbours undreamed of 2,000 years ago. We know about the crisis in Darfur. We know about flooding. We know about famine. We know about rape, murder, ethnic cleansing. The whole world of pain and suffering is opened to us every single night on the television set. And it's very hard to see, not that these people are our neighbours, because we know that. It's very difficult to know how we can be good neighbours to them. I think it's a great challenge. Of course we wouldn't allow somebody living in the same road of us to starve, not if we knew about it, not if we had the time to pop round and take them some food. We wouldn't allow that, but we are forced to insulate ourselves against the pain of the people in Darfur. We simply can't fix everybody. But that doesn't mean that we are exempt from trying, and it doesn't mean that we must just put it out of our minds. But I do sometimes think that we're weighted by the great burden of the suffering in the world in a way undreamed of in previous generations. And so I suppose what we must be thinking about is our mission, how we look outwards into the world, the ways in which we can support Methodist and Anglican and interdenominational missionary services as they do the task of caring on our behalf. But I think it's also incumbent upon us to give money in a way that's wise, not just scatter it in a kind of random fashion, but perhaps go quite deeply. And you'll notice that our mission effort over the last few years has been to ask questions about the people that we're in partnership with. The well appeal a few years ago, the hospital appeal last year, and other places that we can know and we can love. Because part of mission is not just handing over the cash and sitting back. It's about involvement. It's about an emotional and intellectual and moral relationship with the people to whom we give. It's about taking on board that we have a great deal to learn about ourselves and about the people that we give to by being involved in mission. The familiar story of Jesus's, that wonderful parable about the Good Samaritan, it keeps on striking us afresh because the challenge is renewed in every generation. And the way, the way that Jesus laid out for us is very challenging and very demanding. But it's the only way in which we can achieve eternal oneness with God and be at peace with ourselves. Amen.
We remain seated now for our prayers.
The bidding for our prayers will be, Lord, in your mercy and the